band called This Way. And the song's called Craw.
Wow.
And the band has like, hold on.
Craw, like a baby crawls?
C-R-A-W-L.
That's wild.
Interesting.
And it has like only 51,000 plays. 1999. Wow, they're like only had one. Well, I say hit, but it was hit to me. Oh my god, wow, throwback. I can't wait to crawl out of my shell. That's what he's saying.
Wow.
I'm still waiting for that to happen for me.
Throwback. That's so crazy. Never seen an angel.
I'm right here again. I told you.
But I'm trying to believe. Oh, wow.
This sounds very of that time. Very of the time.
Okay, I'm going to stop because I'll just be reminiscing about old music forever. Oh, my notes.
Let's do it.
Oh, shoot. I need those. Never mind. I didn't even transfer my notes to my notebook because I did not.
What am I missing? Oh, yeah, duh.
Ooh, I can't wait to crawl.
I think I'm good on the crawling. I think I got that down.
I don't want to go back to that.
Yeah, no, I don't think my knees can handle that. So
no.
You've already crawled out of your shell?
Crawling out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine.
Just fine.
That's what
that makes me think of. Just fine. And then, like, sits down on her little chair with her hands in front of her knee. Just very, very proper.
Just fine.
I think that's one of the ones that I think is very fun to talk sing.
Yeah.
Gotta be down because I want it all. Started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss.
You should sing very, like, B-52s.
Yes, it does very B-52.
You need to do that at karaoke exactly like that.
Please do. Okay.
There's a couple of songs that I can never remember them until they're on and I'm doing it. I'm like, this is so funny to me.
Right? There are so many songs afterwards. I was like, oh, I should have sang this. I should have sang this. There's so many that.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the fan
out. Next time, we'll come in with a list.
Yeah, I used to have like a list on my notes app on my phone, but I don't know if it didn't save from the last phone or whatever. I had a list of like songs that I wanted to do at karaoke, and then I just didn't know where that list went. And then of course I can't think of anything on the spot, so like I had zero songs to think of.
Right. And it's not
other
like
than Mamma Mia.
It's not like our time wasn't at midnight, so we didn't have all day to think of songs. But
right.
But yeah, I was telling Crystal, another one I think would be really fun, and I need to learn the chorus better, or the verses better, would be Ariana Grande's, my God, Break Free.
Break Free.
This is the part where
Because
it's just, like, screamy enough to, like...
It is very screamy. Wow. That's, like, peak screamy. She gets so screamy.
I told you what Becky said about that, right?
About Ariana Grande?
No. About the whole weekend. She was like, when her and I went to coffee, which was so nice because I was like, oh, her and I are by ourselves. But she goes, you know, you and Anna can come visit me. If you don't have to, like, Joy doesn't have to be here. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's nice. Thank you. I was like, and she's like, and I won't tell her. I'm like, oh, no, you can't tell her. It's not like a secret. She goes, oh, okay. Well, there's no one anyway. I'm like, okay.
That's so cute. I love that. Oh yeah, because you guys woke up way before me and Anna did, right? Me and Anna were like snoring away on the couch.
And I was like, coffee.
Yeah. I just could not get up that morning. I was just like, this is it for the next couple days. That was enough partying.
I hadn't been that hungover on doing nothing. In a long time. Since, like, I think nothing has beat post-Oscars 3 years. It'll be 3 years ago? 2 years ago now? With that first dinner party we had.
I
got a little wine. I did get a little wine drunk, but that wasn't really the hangover that I had. My hangover was from going to a 3-year-old's or a 2-year-old's birthday party coming home and cooking and prepping and hosting. And then everyone left and I was just like, I have nothing left. There is not an ounce left in this tank. And I remember sitting there the next morning and we're like getting ready for the Oscars. I was just like,
So you were just tired, really tired then.
Yeah.
Okay. But I was still
floating around.
A social hangover.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Which is what I felt again after that night of karaokeing.
I've only felt it a couple, like maybe a handful of times, but I think the last one I remember is when it was for Joy's birthday weekend. God. And like we were at brunch on Sunday, and I literally went like a heavy sigh because I'm just like, I don't want to be here. I love everyone here, but I don't want to be here. And then Joy looks at me and I think she could tell that I was like out and she goes, "Are you ready to go?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't realize I was tired home. Until that moment. We sat down, I was finished eating and I was like, "Oh no."
The battery's empty.
Yeah. I'm surprised it lasted that long, to be fair.
Yeah, I know. You really went hard that weekend. That was wild.
Yeah, I was out of town that weekend.
Yeah, I was sad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm as sad as I was, I'm also like glad I didn't have to do that.
Damn.
I love you, and I would have done it with a smile on my face the entire goddamn time, but.
Liar.
You would have been like, Crystal, you would have just been like, ugh, socializing.
No, I was having fun. I just, it hit a wall after a while. After 3 days, Joy.
I love having 3 days back to back to back hanging out with my friends.
Okay, yes. But like 3 days is a long time.
Oh my God.
You know what else is a long time? I forget
that you guys didn't do that so much.
No, we do not have that.
Without me.
Muscle built.
And I've just been doing that forever.
That is an untrained muscle.
Untrained muscle.
Well, you can practice every couple of years now.
It can't be like 3 days in a row. It's got to be like one and then like, I don't know, rest. And then maybe another one and then rest. You know what I'm saying?
Then you can't do it.
Yeah, but you can't do it either. So whatever. I can do it. It has to be separated, you know, in, like, in between. Because otherwise, yikes. And that's not just it with you. Like, if I have a jam-packed weekend of stuff I got to do, I feel tired. So,
yeah.
It's really not, like, you. It's just doing stuff.
I was in a car for 6 hours today, and I'm exhausted.
You were driving. I feel like riding in a car is different than driving. I feel like if you're driving, yeah. You're more tired.
Yeah, because you have to, like, pay attention and, like, you know, think and stuff.
Not crash, you know?
Yeah, be safe.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into this. Hi, friends. Are you sick of us yet?
No.
We're here with our penultimate episode of the current Oscar season. So you're almost rid of us. I'm your host, Donna.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Joy.
And today we're talking about the Brazilian film, I'm Still Here. A mother is forced to reinvent herself when her family's life is shattered by an act of arbitrary violence during the tightening grip of a military dictatorship in Brazil in 1971. Including Best Picture, I'm Still Here was nominated for Best Actress, Fernanda Torres, and International Feature. With 3 noms total, this is I'm Still Here. As coisas que eu vi, mas não vou ficar calado no conforto acomodado, como tantos por aí. É preciso dar um beijo, amigos, All right, friends. Not that this looked too scary, like what our future could be. How did we like this film?
I liked it. I thought it was a really good, solid movie.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing mm-hmm. too extravagant, but nothing like anything less than a good film. I thought it was good and it was solid. Yeah. Well, I don't have to see notes because I'm like really into watching it. I was watching it. Also, I saw it in the theater, but I didn't have a lot of notes. Because I don't think it's not really a movie that requires notes. It's not like that I like lore or mystery or nothing like that. It's just a good solid story. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I think it was really well done, really well acted. I think the pacing of it was really, really nice. I don't know how long the runtime was, but I think it was more than 2 hours, right? So it didn't feel like it was a dragging 2 hours. It felt like a substantial, like filled 2 hours, like they did the best use of their time. Fernando Torres is so incredible. It's just such a solid, like grounded performance. And there's so much there for her, and she does so much without always being, there's flashy bits of it, but there's a lot of like internal things that are happening because she's, you know, the matriarch of the family, and she's trying to protect her children and shield them from, you know, what's going on. So much good face acting. And it was just every time I saw her face, there was one shot that I think is in that's been used a lot in like the promo or whatever, but seeing it in the context of the film, I was like, oh man, yeah. Like that's really good. It's really solid. I did not know anything about this period of history. Same. For Brazil. I was trying to Google it. I know like Googling is not enough. But it's very interesting in the way that like around this period of time, I think a lot of the similar stuff was happening to a lot of Latin American countries. So it's very interesting, like the echoes of that in lots of different countries in the area.
Yeah, I definitely felt that you could see her internal monologue the entire time. It was clearly written on her face, and she mm-hmm. did it so beautifully and so stoically, you know, trying to protect her younger children from the harsh truth of what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also enjoyed this film, but... And I may have mentioned this in another episode, but I have unfortunately become the old lady who falls asleep in the movie theater now.
Oh, no.
I get in there. I get all comfy cozy. I'm either reclining or I've got my my coat on top of me as like my little blanket. And because, you know, I'm not getting my phone out or whatever, I get comfortable. And like 10 minutes into the film, I'm like, ugh. And I fall asleep for like 10, 15 minutes. So, luckily I didn't miss much in this film. Crystal did fill me in on the little chunk I missed. So I missed the going away party for the oldest daughter, and I missed him actually being arrested. But other than that, I saw the entire film.
Anna! I liked it in reference to Fernanda Torres. I really appreciate how calm she was in her performance.
Mm-hmm.
She had a really great sense of calm about her, and I really like, I think honestly the acting all the way around, I think the chemistry between the entire family, all the kids were great.
Yeah,
the chemistry between the children and the parents, their dynamic was really well established, and you believed it. I think at first I was like, this, we're spending a lot of time with them in the beginning, but I think that was okay because then you mm-hmm. kind of feel like you're a part of the family. So when he leaves, you feel the obvious tension, but also you feel like emotionally attached because these mm-hmm. were your people. Excuse me. So yeah, I think all the way around, not just her, but everyone around was the man who played her husband, all the children, even the maid that they had. All good stuff.
Yeah, I think that first section of the movie, like the first 30 minutes of it, where it's establishing their relationships, their familial dynamic, like their day-to-day lives, was so important to the context of the film, because I think the biggest take out of that is it establishes the familiarity and the intimacy of these familial relationships, especially because, as something that we've mentioned before, they're very like touchy-feely. Like anytime they're around each other, they're like holding each other, or like, you know, their arms around each other, like they're touching their leg or something like that. It feels so natural. It just feels like, you know, this family has invited you in and like welcomed you into their home, and like you get to see who they are. And I think the switch of that into the anxiety and like the fear of like what happens after, is such a nice contrast to the beginning of the film, because I was so like you said, so invested in the family. I was like, oh, they're so sweet. Like they love each other so much. They care. Like, you know, it was so nice to see. It's such a lovely group of people. It's such a lovely group dynamic, and it was such a nice portrayal of that like familial intimacy. I really enjoyed that. It made me really happy. It was like a warm and cozy home, and like they have friends over, and it's so,
yeah.
It was just so sweet. It was so nice.
It was very natural.
Yes, very natural.
It did at times, I'm sorry, excuse me, feel like we were a fly on the wall, instead of it being like a film, like an artistic approach to a film. It was more like we're just watching this happen. We're a fly on the wall. But what I think is interesting about this film, it's not technically a biopic, but I would love to see a biopic in this style, because it's technically about her. It's her story.
Mm-hmm.
And if more biopics were like this,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I would like them more, because I feel like we got to see her in context of the world around her, mm-hmm. her reacting to it. We saw her, you know, internal monologue. We didn't need to hear it. I just think it was very well done. I think the script was very tight. I think it was, like you said, paced really well. And we got to see a good smattering of things throughout years. Although I really think, oh no, never mind. Now that I think about it, I'm fine with all the epilogues, but.
Oh, uh-huh.
But yeah, I liked this film.
I don't think I knew that it was based on a true story. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I guess like, I assumed that, you know, obviously that all the troubles that they were having going on were real, but I didn't understand. I didn't realize that these people were real. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
Mm.
I think kind of what you said about how we knew what she was going through, even though she wasn't speaking too much. I think this, what I feel was lacking from A Complete Unknown.
Yeah.
Right? How we weren't getting that and that internal monologue from his facial expressions through that. Yeah. I think that's probably what that should have needed, you know? Yeah, this, like, the Brazilians are so loyal. Mm-hmm. Like, I was in a small theater, and that theater was packed.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I didn't know there were a lot of Brazilians in Texas. That's amazing. That's cool. But yeah, like, there's Brazilian people, like, they got you. If you're Brazilian, you know.
No, I did after the movie, when I was like getting out of the theaters, I heard some people talking about it, and she was like, no, I'm some lady that didn't know this other lady was like, oh, what did you think of the film? And she was like, no, I think it's very true to life and things like that. And la, la, la. And the lady was like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, I'm actually Brazilian. And she's like the age of what Fernanda Torres's kids would be. So I was like, oh man, I want to talk to her, but like, she's already like walking out with her family, and I was like, I wonder how that would be like, like watching it and like seeing it, like things that you knew that happened, from firsthand experience. I think that's just really interesting. What the hell was I gonna say?
It's kind of like when we watched Roma, and I asked my dad, like, hey, what was this like? He's like, oh yeah, it's very, he remembers all of that scenery in the background. It was very, it felt very
familiar. Does?
Yeah, we talked about this during the Roma episode.
Oh, that was so long ago. I need to go back and re-listen to that episode.
Yeah. Because he was like, I recognize that mountain. I recognize, I remember doing that with my cousin, or blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah.
Shut up. That's wild. That's wild. That's like, just kind of how, not as related, but still related, when we were watching Narcos Mexico, where I was like, oh my God, I know where that is, actually.
Oh, yeah. Like, Narcos Mexico was such a trip, because I was like, oh my God, I hear my uncles. Cause like that accent is so something I guess I don't hear as often anymore. And they would be speaking. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, Joy, I'm probably related to him. It's weird.
Oh my God. Look, it's my tío.
Literally.
Literally.
And especially because I have an uncle. Towns, who I know wants the towns.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember you mentioned that. Oh, wild. I had a thought and it totally went away.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It was there and now it's gone. Somebody else.
The director, Walter Salles, has been friends with the family since he was 13 years old.
That's cool.
Wow.
So this was like a very personal story for him. And obviously this is based off the book written by Marcelo, the son. Mm-hmm. Who I also looked up what, because they just kind of brush over the fact that he's in a wheelchair later on. Mm-hmm. He dove into a shallow lake, fracturing his fifth cervical vertebra in 1979 when he was 20 years old.
Damn.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
They said his name. I'm trying to remember how they said Marcelo in a Brazilian accent. I cannot.
Right?
Yes. It was different than like Marcelo. It was.
But
it
I clocked it. I was like, oh, I like the way that sounds, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
We have to find like a clip of it or something.
Yeah.
I did
I can't do it. Never mind.
I did really enjoy that it was in Portuguese, because I was like, oh my God, like with the Portuguese and then with the subtitles, I was like, I can understand it kind of. Like most of it gets through. Like I get it. I always love listening to like Portuguese, Italian, or French where you can find like which words also are the same or sound very, very similar to Spanish. I'm like, oh, I like understand
any Latin-based language. Like even when I was watching mm-hmm. those videos with Sebastian speaking Romanian, like with mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that kind of sounds like a gara or whatever, like just different words, like kind of, but it's kind of like a different dialect he's speaking, but it's Romanian. Yeah. But I think that's really cool how you can kind of pick out little words in any Latin-based language. I think it's cool.
Yeah, those languages are so cool, so interesting.
I appreciate how non-violent it was, the movie. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
it could have been way worse, mm-hmm. and they just kind of let the tension of the environment and the people give you mm-hmm. the fear rather than showing you all the violence, which I appreciated.
Yeah, especially because like there's at some points where I'm like, easily in lesser hands with a different director, with someone who was gonna, you know, not respect the story as much, this scene or this would happen to them or this, and I was like worried. I was like, oh my God, is it gonna happen? And then nothing happened, so I was like, okay, thank you for not showing me anything.
I think maybe because I didn't know that about the director, so maybe because he knew them, he treated it with such respect.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah. Love that.
And I think that that's so important, because I was just watching, I thought he was just watching a show while I was making dinner. And I was like, is it really necessary? Like, I've only been watching this for like 30 minutes and already like three different extreme acts of violence have been committed. Like, did we need to show that? Did I need to hear it? Like, I wasn't even like fully watching it. I was like, was that really necessary? Like, I think we know that these characters after the first act were, you know, pretty violent. So I can really watching? Appreciate. What is the Yellowstone, but the 1894 one, the one with Harrison Ford? Yeah, which, yeah, I get it, Wild West, whatever. But, like, we already know the West was wild. But, you know, it's prestige, and so you want to see, they want to see nudity and violence and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, over it.
You know, oddly, what has, and I'm here for it, but we've seen it across, like, 3 or 4 different films this season. Mm-hmm. We've seen in the portrayal of naked women, we've seen a lot of bush this season.
Yeah.
Just hints of it and touches of it. I'm like, yes, show a realistic woman's body.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
And especially that we've seen women's bodies in different ages, too.
And I think that's been really important.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Which is important. Like, if you're going to have nudity in it, it has to have a reason, a purpose to the story, to the cinematography, to the editing, to the whatever. So I think that in the ways it's been done in this movie and some of the other movies that we watch, I think it's right for it does a service to the story.
I think this is a perfect example of how it was utilized in a way that was correct and respectful. Mm-hmm. And it made sense to the story. Cause a lot of, mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe that's cause it's not an American film, but,
well, there you go.
It didn't linger. It just showed you like, she's just literally trying to get all of it off of her.
I think it was so important for her child to see like how emaciated she was and like how, like, oh, she's not just coming home and showering. She's scrubbing off the horrors of what happened and look at how much her body has changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the time that she had been away. Yeah, I think I read that she had lost a good chunk of weight, like 15 to 20 pounds to look a little more gaunt for this part.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like the detail in that scene. I think that scene was really strong, but I like the detail where she's like red and like raw from scrubbing herself.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of like that kind of visual, that's saying everything that it needs to say without actually having any dialogue. Exactly. And it always brings me back to the Lady Macbeth quote, out darn spot or whatever it was when she's like washing her bloody hands.
Yeah.
So I love a good visual representation of that. And I think it was well done.
Yeah, it was a very effective scene in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, and it was so small, but I don't know why it stuck with me. So she sends her daughter back to the room with the kids to go watch over them for me. Mm-hmm. And she stays and she sleeps on her husband's side of the bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why that stuck with me, but it did.
It was so tender. I feel like everything about this family was so like tender and intimate. And it felt so personal. Like you can definitely tell that the director has known them for as long as he has. Mm-hmm. And that he has a great respect and a great love for the family.
Yeah, he handled it with care.
He really, really did. And I wish we could see... I wish we could see more stories like this. And I think I'll make that comparison a little bit later. There was something. Oh, I remember. Okay. The kids, the ensemble of all her children in this, they're really, really great actors. Especially like being so young as they were. They're really great actors, being able to deliver really like powerful performances. Like, especially, who was it? The daughter that gets taken with her originally, and all the confrontations that she has with her mother afterwards, because she wants to like talk about it. She wants to like figure things out. She wants to do something. She wants to be active. And her mom's like telling her like, no, in due time, like we've got to like work this out first. I think that those scenes that they've had together were so nice, and so well acted. And I love that the kids were on par with where she was. Like they could act at the level that she was acting.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Which was so like so beautiful to see. I also really love the scenes with like when she comes back and she's like laying in the bed and the kids come in and she's just like facing her. I thought that was such a beautiful such beautiful, well-crafted, like, moments, like very beautiful moments. I think that the movie was made up of some like really lovely, intimate, familial moments, which just makes it so much sadder and so much more, you know, difficult.
Was the first Brazilian film nominated for Best Picture?
Nice.
This was? Really?
Yeah. The other films nominated, there was the first film, I think, to be nominated for international feature was also directed by Walter Salles.
Nice. Ooh. Wow.
Torres is the second lead actress to be nominated.
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. I love that stat. That's my favorite stat.
Which was the other Walter Salles film.
Oh,
it was 1999 for Central Station.
I've heard so many good things about that movie. I've never seen it though.
I have never heard of it until.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember looking up when Yalitza got nominated to see all the other Latinas that got nominated. Selma Hayek, Carolina Moreno.
Carolina Santina Moreno.
There it is. Mm-hmm. And then
Yalitza.
And now Ana de Armas and. That was awesome.
Yeah. Small smoker.
Hey, you know what? There's a lot more in the supporting actresses, obviously.
Rhea yeah.
One. But yeah.
Yeah. The only other big, I don't know that I've seen any other Brazilian films, but the other big one that I always hear about in like film circles is City of God. Have you guys ever seen that?
Oh no, but I've heard so many good things. No.
I've heard specifically the cinematography of that.
I've seen stills from it. Wow.
Yes. Yes. Ooh. Yeah. So I think having seen this and you know, really enjoyed the quality of film, I think I'm going to try to seek that one out finally and watch it. Just to try to watch something. More international films, you know?
Yes. Now that I have that movie subscription for a couple of months, I'm going to try and really get use out of it.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of international films on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it also have like a lot of like classic old Hollywood films? Is that was it Movie or Tubi that had a lot of old Hollywood films? I can't remember.
I don't think it was Tubi.
Max has a lot. Tubi. Have y'all seen that new Tubi ad?
It no. freaks me out. I can't watch it. It keeps popping up on my TikTok.
It's so disturbing.
It is.
It's about. I'm not even sure what it's fully about, but it's this kid who has a flesh cowboy hat. Like, his head formed into a cowboy hat.
And it's his skin.
And it's just, and it's his just, head.
It's so creepy. I literally scroll past it or turn it off whenever that commercial comes on, because I'm like,
what in the substance is that? No, thank you.
It's supposed to be like, he was a cowboy in the womb, and then he was born with a cowboy head, a cowboy hat head, but it's all flesh, and it's so disturbing. Now I just got an image of it with hair. Like, what if he had hair too?
Ew.
It would look like the substance at the end.
Oh yeah.
With a boob.
Ew, I just can't stop. I can't stop thinking of that. That's so creepy. I really love their house. That's what it was. I love their house that they were living in. First of all, they're literally steps from the beach. Oh my God, my dream.
Dream.
Let me just live by the beach. I don't want no hurricanes, but I want to live by the beach. That's what I want. So pretty, so like idyllic. I love there was the whole office and the whole like living room area were just like covered in shelves of books, just books everywhere. The production design looked pretty good, actually. It looked very lived in, it looked very homey, very cozy. And like as they were taking the furniture out, as they were moving, I was like, oh no, there it goes. It just looked like a lot of really like nice pieces, and you can tell they really. It felt like the family had, you know, over the years just gathered up all this, you know, furniture, and it didn't feel like a set. It felt very natural. The whole film felt very natural.
Lived in.
Very lived in, very cozy, very natural. I think this movie's just like, I don't know that I have so much to say about this movie because it was just so solid and it was just so like natural. Like, I think the movie speaks for itself. I don't think that I have to be yelling about it for 2 hours though.
And it's nice to have a movie that's just a movie. That's just a good movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's a great movie. And it's a great like movie watching experience too, because of the emotional journey that you go on. It's just good.
Yeah, it was a good, solid story, structured really well, acted really well. It's just solid.
Yeah. I feel like, bad that we don't have a lot of things to speak about it, but really, it's just...
Let's spend another 30 minutes saying how solid it is. it's really, you know, another word for solid is like... It was really like firm.
Rounded. Like firm. Very like
rounded. Firm was the first one that popped in my head.
Very grounded, very like dirty.
Very realistic.
Has a great foundation.
Yeah.
We're just like a thesaurus now.
So,
yeah, I also feel bad.
When Anna went to go see Craig Ferguson, I was like, oh my gosh, Anna, how I'm not realizing just now that he speaks his comedy, like his comedy performance up there is almost exactly how we do our podcast. Like, we'll talk about something, then go on a tangent, then go back, and then we'll do a tangent, and then like another tangent, and maybe like another tangent, and then we'll go back. Talk, a tangent. I'm like, oh my God, like, we're the same. Amazing.
Yeah.
Comedy structure, that's what I meant to say. Comedy structure.
Oh, yeah.
That man definitely shaped our humor in a big way.
And it didn't click until that night. I was like, oh my God. Wow.
Really? That's so cute.
I need some more comedy shows. He was fun.
Yeah, don't even say he wanted to check out some comedy places here, because obviously, like, there's tons of, like, just, like, stand-up places around here.
Yeah.
She wanted to check one out. I actually know someone who does that, so I need to go watch one of their shows.
You know
shows.
A stand-up?
I know someone who does, like, stand-up, like, because they're trying to get into acting or whatever. They're not, like, famous or anything. They're just, you know, they were part of, like, an ensemble show somewhere. Not on, like, TV or anything, just, like, at some comedy place here. Yeah, I told them I was going to go to one of their shows. I need to go. Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Do you know who, Crystal, do you know who Caleb Heron is?
He sounds familiar. I think Eric knows who he is because he sent me like, oh, he's going on tour. And I'm like, I don't think I know
him. Oh, yeah. I was going to say we should go see him.
I mean, I'll go. I like to laugh.
I like to laugh. Oh my gosh, yeah, I know who he is. He's funny. Oh, he's great.
He's very funny. I love listening some of to his podcast. Clips.
Yeah, I've seen some of his clips with the episode he did with Drew.
And Brittany.
What's her name? Yes. Drew, oh my God.
Oh, Ariana I don't forget last name, but Drew's book. Ariana bought her book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't believe she has a book now. That's nuts.
And Brittany is the kombucha girl, right? Is that the same girl?
The kombucha.
Her name's like Brittany Broski or something.
Brittany Broski. Right?
Yeah.
Do you know that Benjamin went to UNT with her?
What?
That's cool. She went to A&M.
No, she didn't. She went to UNT.
No, she's like a very proud Aggie girl.
Really? Because he told me he went to UNT with her. Or she was in Denton when he was in Denton or something like that.
That I believe.
They were both in Denton at the same time, which I do believe she would be a Denton person. So.
Yeah,
I don't think Tony would make that up.
No, not that Tony's a liar.
Well, it's Benjamin.
Benjamin's liar, sorry. My brothers are liars. No, she, I believe she, like, went to high school in, like, Louisville, so she's, like, a local girl.
What?
Weird.
Yeah, she's from DFW. I know that she was in Denton when Benjamin was in Denton, whether it was UNT or just being in Denton in general. And they just, like, Denton's not that big, so they kind of knew the same people.
Yeah, no, from my understanding, she's a big Aggie.
I have no idea. I don't follow her like that. I just see stuff of her every once in a while.
I know Grapevine High School.
Yeah, and he used to work at the...
I wasn't there when he was there, but I'm saying...
He used to work at the Chicken Express over there.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm.
So weird.
So random. I literally still don't know hardly any of his music. I could not tell you that it was him.
He's fine. He seems like a good guy, though. Like, I feel like he...
Yeah, as a person.
I feel like my mom would like him.
Oh,
in a sense,
okay.
In a sense that he's just, like, he can gel with anybody. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She'd probably be like, whoa, the tattoos, but then she'd go over it.
Because he's nice. I do love, oh my God, I do love the Levi's Jeans song, though, that Beyonce did with him. Or he did with Beyonce. That song is so catchy. It's so good.
I like that Sunflower song from one of the Spider-Man movies. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that was him. That Sunflower song is great.
I'm feeling very somebody called DaBaby right now. I mean, I know who Coach Cole is. I could pick him
somebody
out of the lineup.
Named DaBaby?
You're making fun of me laughing over there. I'm going to laugh really hard.
They're laughing at you laughing? Me? Laugh at her. Laugh louder.
We're just so funny.
We're so funny.
Anyways, they just tell us that I have friends.
Yeah. You have friends. You definitely have friends. You have all the friends. I have friends. I definitely have friends. Friends, friends, friendly friends. Time to meet my friends.
Cool.
I'm Anna.
I'm Joy.
And that's
lady
it.
Lady who hit your car.
No, I don't like her.
Grocery clerk with half, no, an,
half
eyelid.
An eyelid.
The lady who hit my car? No. I hope she's dead.
Friend and friend from law school.
Any final notes before we do the long list of categories we have?
You know, I genuinely wish that I had more to say about it, but it's just a great film and you should go watch it. And sometimes I think not having a lot to say about it is because the film speaks for itself, because it's just that good.
I do have one note, like in the beginning there at the beach, and she's like, I'm assuming it's a Coke bottle, and she's like putting the Coke in her hand and wiping it on her arm, and I'm like, what is she doing? And it must have been a thing, because the Brazilian couple beside me started laughing, like, like, and then I heard some other people laughing too. So it must be some Brazilian thing where you like put coke on your body and then the sun. I don't know.
Was that like tanning? They use that as tanning oil, maybe?
I have no idea.
You should have asked them.
That was weird.
I'm not gonna stop.
Let me Google
it. Pause the movie. Hey, is that what the? No, I'm not gonna do that.
What the fuck is she doing?
But I wrote coke to tan. Okay. Question mark, question mark.
Coke to tan.
Yeah, I didn't know. But that's my only real, like, note that's not about the movie. Just about that.
Oh, my God. Oh, apparently it is a thing.
No.
It is a thing, but don't try it because it's bad for you.
Oh, I'm sure. There's no SPF in Coca-Cola.
No.
I wonder where that started. Like, why do they think that was a good idea?
Someone was like, let's test this out. That's so there's a lot about this. Okay.
Did they think like the brown of the soda would like...
Well, the brown immediately browns you, but not in a good way.
Also, wouldn't you be like sticky?
Yeah.
From the sugar?
No, laying in the sand, all the ants and bugs would come at you.
Ew. Oh yeah. Interesting.
It was the 70s, right? They didn't really know.
Yeah, it was the late 60s. There wasn't, you know.
Well, it was, yeah.
Yeah, they were stupid then.
No.
But yeah, because we're
I'm
so smart
when
now.
I see something of that, I'm like, man, everybody smoked.
Yeah. But, you know, they didn't really know until a little bit later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't until the 60s that, like, or the late 60s? That, like, the Surgeon General warning.
This was in 1970. And this is Brazil, so maybe, obviously, there were restrictions.
Maybe it was different, yeah.
At that point, you're already addicted, so.
Yeah.
Oh, also, the kids were smoking, too.
The kids smoking, yeah. And they're, like, teenagers.
Oh, I think I remember now. I think what was really sweet is when they're moving and the little Marcelo was, like, saying goodbye to his friends.
Oh, that was so cute. See, that was such a great display of intimacy as well, even if it wasn't family. It was so cute. I just really loved how everyone loved each other.
I have a bone to pick with this film. It's not so perfect. Because why the fuck did you have to kill the dog?
Oh my God, I knew it. I knew you were gonna panic. I wish like,
why? It made me feel really sad.
Oh, sad. That was sad too, because like she's upset and lets out her emotion because it's just easy to hide it behind, you know, what's happening. And then the kids are fucking heartbroken. Like, it's just fucking sad. That's so sad.
In real life, it was a cat.
Oh my God. Still. I'm so sad now. I'm even
sadder. So you have to suffer with me.
Don't say that. It's so sad.
I didn't like that part of the movie. Okay, we ready to go through the categories?
Yeah, let's do it.
How do we feel about it being in the Best Picture race?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think I like that it's there. I don't know if it's my personal 10, which I'll try to do a personal 10 by next episode. But I'm okay with it being there because I think it was that good.
I like a good variety in the nominations, and this adds a really great variety.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it. Okay. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Joy.
It's okay. I think because it's also like, since it's an international film, and I don't think those get enough love in the big category, I think it's also really nice that it's there because it's really great, and it holds its own, if not is better than some of the ones on here too.
Yeah, as Bong Joon-ho said, Oscars are very local.
I do appreciate that pretty much since Parasite, we've had a foreign nominee every year. I do appreciate that kind of set a new precedent for what could be in Best Picture.
And technically we have two this year, but I think that's a reflection of the Oscar voting shakeup that they did.
Yeah, for sure.
You're completely starting to see way more of it happening, and that's really nice.
Yeah. Lead actress Fernanda Torres is against Cynthia Erivo for Wicked, that one person from That One Thing. Mikey Madison for Anora, and Demi Moore for The Substance. She's not my personal top pick, but I think she's fantastic.
Yeah, I would agree. I thought she's great. And if she takes it, I wouldn't be upset about it. I will not.
Same.
Yeah.
For me, it's between her and me. But according to everyone else, it's between Mikey and to me. Or maybe not even to me. But I think that because Fernanda won the Golden Globe, right?
Yes. Yes, she did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Tonight's SAGs will be a...
Oh yeah,
oh, good indicator.
Big. A lot of. That's why I don't want to get spoiled because I want like this is okay. It. This is.
I haven't gone to Twitter or anything, so I'm just gonna go straight to the TV after we're done. I think that she's amazing. I think that. Oh, what was that scene? The one where she takes the kids back to the ice cream shop, and then she has that moment of like watching everyone else and their happy families, their happy groups, and her face. And her body that she's just like so like she just feels like so given up and like the exhaustion on her face. Man, exhaustion, that moment, I was like, she's not even saying words. And I'm like, that's an Oscar clip right there.
I think just also that. Because it doesn't feel like acting. It just feels like I'm watching her go through these emotions.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's such a really great thing because. Normally, I guess American movies have like a big dramatic scene where she's crying and screaming,
right?
Or like, overly dramatic. But she's just she remains calm the entire time, and because that's who she is. And but at the same time, she's still so strong and so vulnerable, and so it's beautiful to watch. Actually,
it's such a well-rounded performance.
Yeah,
and it's such a like. She does have those like high tension, loud moments, but she has a lot of those, you know, vulnerable strength moments too. I think that she just runs the range of it and she does such a wonderful job with that. I would be totally fine with her winning. I would be totally fine with Demi Moore winning. Fuck, I might even be fine with Cynthia Erivo winning. Mikey, I'm not sold on that date.
As much as like Cynthia, I feel like if she wins, I would imagine she has another chance next year.
Yeah. The movie coming. Yeah. So I don't think that she will. But
yeah.
I wouldn't hate it.
Yeah. I mean,
I think Mikey, I'm just like, and I mean, she was good. But I think but
comparatively?
That comparatively. Yeah. I just, I mean, come on. Like, I just, I can't compare those two. There's a clear winner there. And those two. Yeah.
Best international feature. It's up against The Girl with the Needle, that one movie, The Seed of the Sacred Fig, and Flow. I'm going to try my hardest to watch The Girl with the Needle before a week.
It's on Mubi, right?
It's on Mubi.
We only have a couple days. What is it about?
Look at A Girl with the Needle.
Oh, so Crystal's not watching it, obviously.
I think it's like a post-World War II or World War II something. I don't remember.
I've seen a bunch of stills from it. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous black and white.
That's black and white.
Oh,
it looks beautiful. Real good.
Interesting.
And I also want to watch Flow, but...
I do want to watch Flow.
That's the animated one with the cat, right?
Yeah, from Latvia, yes. I think.
I mean, because I've only seen two of these, I'm going to go with this is the winner for me.
For sure.
Obviously. And honestly, we've talked about this before. When it's international, it's also nominated for Best Picture. It's more than likely to win. Mm-hmm. So that'll probably be the winner as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's definitely between those two, and my pick would definitely be I'm Still Here. Obviously.
I really hope that this backlash for Emilia Perez is real and nothing gets nothing.
Yeah. I was reading some of those like anonymous Oscar ballots, and the latest one was like, yeah, after those tweets, they're like not into it at all. But that's just a couple ballots. That's not everybody.
We'll see. Yeah.
Well, here's hoping.
Yeah.
Fingies crossed.
Who
would like to go first for the rankings?
Before we continue, I would say that a category I would be okay with it nominated in is not that it would win or anything, but set design, production design.
Yeah.
For the house. I like the house. That's it.
Okay. Nobody? I'll go first.
Okay.
Down in the pits of hell, we have the one movie. Number 8, I have Complete Unknown. Number 7, I'm Still Here. 6, Anora. 5, Wicked. 4, The Brutalist. 3, The Substance. 2, Dune Part 2. And 1, Conclave.
Ooh. How exciting! How exciting!
I felt very ooh, like Nosferatu. Anyway,
we're so fucking funny. Your family should be laughing. We're hilarious.
I'll go next. So the last space I have is a French movie. Then I have The Substance, A Complete Unknown, Anora. Then I have Wicked. And then I have The Brutalist. And this number 3 is where I have I'm Still Here.
Wow.
Then I have Conclave number 2 and Dune Part 2 is number 1.
Oh. Big interesting. Mix up there.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think it's just solid. Like, there's nothing about it that I didn't like. There's like, because I thought about moving it for The Brutalist, but I'm like, I had issues with that ending and I had no issues with this.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's like, yeah.
Wow, I love how this is going. I love how different our lists are going to be this year. Okay, at the very bottom, the obvious one, the non-Mexican film. After that, a Complete Unknown. Then I have Anora, and the next three could be interchangeable. I have Wicked, then I'm Still Here, and The Substance at number 4. Number three, I have The Brutalist. Number two, I have Conclave. And number one, I have Dune.
I like how different our lists are.
Yeah, me too. I love it. I
think we still all have Wicked like in the middle, right?
Yeah, I keep thinking of like I honestly the substance I'm still here in Wicked. I could like move them around. Like they all have things I really loved about them, and they all had the three of them had really solid performances acting wise. but they're not like. They're not perfect, but they're really, really, really good. And I wouldn't even touch them to the bottom.
I do think it's important, and everyone should know that Wicked in My Heart is number one. it's like in a stratosphere above the rest.
Oh, for sure.
But when it comes to the Best Picture race, I have to be like more critical. But
you can put whatever you want at the top. You
know? I know I can, but I want to be more critical. Okay. I think there are...
As like a film, a film.
Yeah, when I think of the Oscars and what I want to carry on the legacy of Best Picture and whatever, then I can get more critical. But I need you to know that Wicked is far superior.
Obviously.
than most things.
I love how you say that because I'm a Dune head and it's like, I don't care if it's bad. I'm Dune's number two. Dune number two is still one to me. Like,
I mean, Dune number two is number one for me too. But also, like, I feel like Wicked is just a different like category.
It's because you're too close to it, right?
Yeah, 13-year-old Anna can't let it be anything but the best thing in the world.
Right, right.
And I have to respect her and honor her and support her and love her.
Yes, you do.
So there is a distinction.
Mm-hmm. So when you write out your list and I post our rankings permanently, just put Wicked at number one in parentheses.
I gotta do that.
I will make it known. Don't worry.
Well, because see, same thing for me here. Like, regardless of my issues with The Brutalist, the fucking cinematography, I can't get it out of my head. So, like, part of me wants to put it at number two. But also, I really, really, really love Wicked as I love it, not necessarily just as, like, a film thing. So I want to put it up higher. But film-wise, The Substance and I'm Still Here are better. So it's like, there's a list of things I like, and there's a list of, like, films.
I think for me, I do a pretty even split of, like, stuff that I like and stuff that I think was good. Because, like, The Substance, I didn't like a lot of that. So that's why it's so low. Mm-hmm. But if it didn't have any of the needles in it, it would be way higher, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
I feel like minor.
Both. Yours is a blend. Yeah.
Yeah. Blend. There you go.
And like Anora's not bad, but compared to everything else, it's not going to crack the top seven.
Yeah, just narratively a problem.
Yeah. All
right, I think that's it for us.
We're just going to go in circles more and more.
That's usually what we do.
Yeah, but this time in particular, even more. Anyways, the point is, go watch this movie. What are we going to say? We don't speak Portuguese and we're not Brazilian, but it was good.
Was good. Okay. Any final parting thoughts? Ideas? I have a thought.
Yeah.
I love you all.
Aww.
Bye.
Bye.